Nice.
And I enjoyed reading it again. It's the luxury of book club, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to do some warm water swimming. Is this in your bathtub or the YMCA or what?
No, it's 125 Live in Rochester. And they have a 90-degree pool, which is...
Whoa!
It gets me through the winter.
All right.
I like it.
All right.
Suzanne, have a great day. Thank you for calling today.
You guys, too.
All right. That's Suzanne Derby joining us from Rochester. She's also got a place up north, and she's a member of People Powered KEXE, and we're asking for your help as well. 218-326-1234, Madras Mix. Is that what it was?
Beg your pardon?
Madras Mix. That's what she
had. Yeah, Madras. Madras Mix with a little Cara Cara.
Cara Cara oranges.
Cara Cara.
Yep.
Good Lord.
Coming up will be the sports page.
Yes, it will, Heidi. We would like to remind you that you're listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We are Northern Community Radio, telling the stories of people in the land of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Operating translator K210DR in Brainerd at 89.9. Listen at KAXE.org or on your smart speaker. We need people like you. Just like Suzanne, to become a member of this local media, text the word donate to 218-326-1234. And we thank you so much for doing that.
Got some weather moving in, we think. Rain, snow, slick.
Shadizzle.
Yep.
It's all coming.
Yep. We could see, you know, 1 inch to 4 inches, maybe just as sleet. But keep a watch on your region. It's the springtime kind of puzzlement of the weekends, it seems like, the last couple weekends, where it feels like, oh, better not go to this place this weekend, and then doesn't quite come.
As I was walking outside, it was so beautiful. I'm enjoying myself, and I saw my snow shovel sitting there, and I thought, I'm bringing it up to storage.
Oh.
You know that's bad karma.
It's your fault.
It is. I really do feel like now it is my fault, and I apologize for that.
We'd like to thank Escape by the Lake on Paul Bunyan Drive in Bemidji for their support. They offer immersive themed experiences where teams work together to solve puzzles and find clues to escape within the hour. Learn more about the different themed rooms available at escapebythelake.com.
Also want to thank the 17th annual Iron Range Earth Fest on April 26th in Virginia. This year's theme, The Price of Plastic, presented by the Iron Range Partnership for Sustainability. Schedule of events and more information at irpsmn.org.
So do you think, is there much to talk about in terms of sports for today?
I would say not a lot, but there's a lot of basketball. March Madness is going on, a little bit of hockey. There's always something to talk about, but I don't think it's loaded right now. Major League Baseball started off, and it's just overwhelming, and there's so many games going on. Twins lost their opener, but we'll discuss that in further detail with the rest of the crew.
All right. That sounds good. Coming up will be the sports page. And then before 9 o'clock, Julie Crabb, our own mom of pop culture and lover of baseball, will be joining us talking about some things she's been watching that she might recommend to you. If you've got a movie or a TV show you've been watching you want to tell us about, text us at 218-326-1234.
And Julie's Padres won their opener, so she's going to be jacked up about that.
Then I turned to the sports page, and the Mets had blown it in the 13th inning. Papers can't make losing look like winning. I think the Phillies took it 5-4. There it was on the sports page. Only page that takes a firm position. Kind of like an honest politician. Kind you hardly find anymore. In fact, let's face it, the sports page is the only place to go when a fella wants to know the score.
Holy smokes, it's time for another edition of the sports page. 8:05. Kyle Erickson's in. Megan Buffington, Heidi Holton, and we're awaiting the entrance of Fred Friedman.
Oh, yeah, we sure are.
Ooh.
Fred dancing.
Can you see him dancing up in the loft?
Yeah.
Welcome back, Kyle.
Hey.
Let's talk about Mr. Fothergill before we get going here. Grand Rapids guy won a couple of dollars. Did you hear about this, Megan?
I did not. What are you talking about?
Easton Fothergill, Grand Rapids. You're not a kid anymore. Young man. I think he's 22.
But he's a kid.
One of the best stories, not just in professional fishing, but in the sports world, less than 2 years ago, was in an operating theater having emergency surgery to get an infected brain abscess treated. I mean, he could have lost his life. Excuse me. Recovered from that enough to, in a very, very short time later, win the college bass championship, then went on to win two Bassmaster Opens, where if you win one, then it qualifies you to fish on the Elite Series and fish in the Bassmaster Classic. So he's a full-time Elite Series fisherman this year. Got off to a really rocky start in the Florida swing of the circuit. Didn't finish very well. And then won the Bassmaster Classic, the Super Bowl of professional fishing, with a record weight. Three days of fishing, five fish per day. And he had almost 77 pounds. So that's better than a 5 pound average per fish. Which, if you've done any bass fishing, you know that that's pretty incredible. Biggest weight ever in a Bassmaster Classic. First Minnesotan to ever win the Bassmaster Classic, and the second youngest to ever win it.
Wow. $300,000 or something?
$300,000. Yeah, I watched an interview with him, and he said he's going to think about where he wants to buy a house and where he wants to have home base be for his bass fishing career. And he said that this is what he wants to do. This has always been the dream, is to have a good long career in bass fishing, and good for him.
No kidding. Hey, Fred, I know if you're from Wyoming, you can go to school and get a scholarship for rodeo. Kyle, tell me about fishing. Can you get scholarships at schools, or do you know?
I know that the college bass fishing scene has exploded in the last half a dozen years or so, or a little bit more. I would guess that there may be.
It's definitely growing. I'm sure there's a recruiting element. There's a lot of bass fishing on YouTube hitting those young men, which is probably contributing to that growth.
Yeah, and you probably as you get older, you don't end up with knee injuries, maybe a little bit elbow problem or something like that. Maybe a little
tendonitis can get pretty bad in the elbow when you're working.
Fred's shaking his head.
You work a jerk bait all day in the spring for 3-4 days in a row. It wears your joints out, but. And there are other Minnesotans who are doing well. There's a young man named Blair Erickson from the Brainerd area who fishes for Montevallo University, who's won some tournaments and is doing really well. And so it's really good to see Minnesota represented on the college fishing stage.
So, Fred, let's talk a little bit about the first three batters in the Twins lineup. 0-for-12, Twins lose their opener. Megan, did you watch it?
I did watch it.
Oh, you did?
Oh, Fred's on mute here.
You're on mute, Fred.
Were you able to find it after complaining last week? I know it came down to the wire.
I had to reach out to
and answer your question, John. Yeah, I mean, if the first three hitters aren't going to get on base, I know you're not going to get a hit every day, but you need to get on base every day. It's just one game. Yep. We'll see. But, of course, that's Sonny Gray. All we had to do was spend money. Poled brothers, right? And he'd be a Twin.
Matt Wallner's leadoff hitter was a little interesting
to
me.
It was a choice.
They've been practicing it for a long time in the spring. He's been doing it all year.
Y'all are gonna hate what I'm gonna say. They had the best leadoff hitter in baseball, but no, they wanted to give him away. And I'll say to the day that they bury me, that they didn't get nearly enough for Luis Arraez, who only has 3 batting championships, everybody, and the highest on-base average in the game, outside of Judge.
The most annoying part of the game yesterday, I had it on, kind of watching it with one eye in my office.
Yeah.
The most annoying part to me, by far, was that there were 2 run-scoring hits for St. Louis that if Baldelli had just had the infield positioned in traditional spots, would have been routine outs.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't shift like they used to. You have to have 2 defenders on each side of second base. But the second baseman was pulled way over, almost right behind the bag. So the first baseman is shifted way over, and a routine 6-hopper ends up being a run-scoring hit.
And of course, Megan, they have a center fielder, St. Louis, that took away a couple of big hits, a couple of runs. That guy
sure did.
Woo! So we got 161 left, Megan.
Yeah. So, the marathon starts now. You know, they were talking the pregame interviews, both Buxton and Correa, just about, you know, it's about resiliency. It's about pushing through, getting ready for the grind. But Corey Provis and Justin Morneau pointed out before the game, this is the first time in years that Buxton's not coming off some sort of surgery and is able to fully rehab and just practice during the entire offseason. So hopefully that bodes well for the next 161. Mm-hmm.
And it was wonderful to hear Justin Morneau talking nonstop. He drives me crazy.
I love Morney. I don't know what you're on about.
I just think that a color person doesn't need to tell you everything. Like the hair on his arm is at a 45 degree angle. You know, he's got a little bit of sweat on his lip. He did this 12 years ago. I just want to watch the game a little bit. Just a couple of things.
You know, there's this thing called a mute button.
I know.
You can just watch him play baseball.
I do love Coral, Provis, though. Provis is, I really like
him. Yeah, he's a pro.
He's a pro. Okay, so let's talk about the women's basketball. The Gophers and their WNIT beat Gonzaga. Kyle, you look really excited.
I haven't watched any college basketball at all.
Isn't that something?
In any of the tournaments.
It's March Madness. So they're going, they must be close to, must be the final eight or whatever. But nobody really follows that. Fred,
not the next intern.
And what are we talking about, Fred? Any excitement in the March Madness that you're seeing? Arkansas?
God. Well, yeah. I mean, I follow it really, really closely, both the men's and women. Of course, it's being dominated. The men are being dominated this year by the SEC and all the money that they're pouring into this. And the question is that going to, you know, is that the way it's going to be for all the years? We'll see. Duke, who's the darling of the media because they draw tremendously in TV audiences, they beat Arizona in a great game. Arizona has this unusual player from St. Louis named Caleb Love, who spent 2 years at Carolina and then the last three at Arizona. And he literally has games every month where he scores 5 and where he scores 35. And he had one of those games yesterday where he kept Arizona in it, though they lost. He knocked down 35 points. The National Player of the Year is going to be a kid from Maine, a white kid from Maine named Cooper Flagg, who plays for Duke. And he is a statistics stuffer. He scored 30-some, a bunch of rebounds, a bunch of blocks, a bunch of assists. He's a heck of a player.
He's enough of a talent that there are multiple teams in the NBA that have made absolutely no attempt at winning this year to try to maximize their number of ping pong balls in the draft lottery.
But he's making, $1-2 million at least?
Right now.
He's got a massive deal. He's not going anywhere. I wouldn't be going anywhere.
He'll jump to the league.
You think so?
I would bet my left arm below the elbow that he'll go to the NBA.
I'm holding you to it. We're cutting it off live on air
if I'm wrong. But barring a major injury, I better caveat that a little bit.
See, now I thought when you brought up basketball, I thought we'd be starting with Nico Medved. How are you feeling about Gophers men's?
Well, I think it's great that Fred will be the one we need to talk about that because we've said this all the years, you know, with Patino and all this, but it sounds like Medved's the real deal. And again, he comes in and his focus is Minnesota players. We'll see how he does with that. What are you thinking, Fred?
I like him. He can coach. He's a good person. He's from Roseville. He brings his mom and dad to the press conference. He gets Asima from KAXE land to come say, I'm coming back from Cherry. So, but it's all about can you recruit? And the last 3-4 coaches, the fair coaches, the successful ones, the not successful ones, have not been able to recruit. And can't be all their personalities. It's got to be NIL money. It's got to be a century-old stadium. And it has to be our weather.
Medved loves the stadium.
It's more about can you recruit. Have y'all seen how many players entered the transfer portal?
No.
Over a thousand Division I men's basketball players have entered the transfer portal since it opened about 12 days ago, or a little bit less. While the tournament is going on, there are people who are
playing
on teams active in the NCAA tournament who entered the transfer portal. I'm on record to say I am all for the players being able to get a good share of the revenue that they are the talent that generates, but this system is an absolute dumpster fire.
Yeah, it's a complete failure. They promised they would distribute the money among all players, and including non-revenue sports. It hasn't happened. It's a great game, and they're doing their best to try to mess it up. But, hey, I got 2 degrees from the U. I root for them. I just don't see how they can successfully recruit. This isn't hockey. It isn't wrestling. It isn't swimming. It isn't even football. I don't see how they can pull it off.
Hmm. It's really sad. It's like the guy said, it's a big-time opportunity for him to come to a big school, his alma mater, and do some good things. But he obviously is a man of character, and he has the ability to turn programs around. He's proven that. If you can take Colorado State to the NCAAs a couple of years.
And upset, you know, the first round of the tournament this year. So,
Now let's switch to the women's side now of NCAA. That, now, they must play tonight. Does anybody know? We should know, for goodness sakes.
They must. Yeah.
And who does Paige Beckers play? Who do they play? Do we know? I should have known that. Anyway.
You guys maybe heard the Paige Beckers story that came out this week. Her aunt sent it to me because Paige's mother and family are from the Brainerd area. So Paige, one of her teammates, is Muslim, and it's Ramadan. So she is having to fast. And so Paige Beckers waking up every morning at 5 a.m. to cook her teammate,
a nice story.
Jana El Elfi, breakfast before the fast kicks in.
Good story.
UConn plays Oklahoma tomorrow at 4:30 on ESPN. There's 4 games tonight.
And I think UCLA is the number one team in the country as far as women's basketball. I know South Carolina is still in it, and I look forward to it, even though I don't know when it's on. Every night I watch something, and I love watching women's more than men's, to be honest with you. Speaking of Gophers recruiting and getting some of the best people, you said football, you said wrestling, you said hockey. Well, the Gophers got beat last night by UMass.
That they did, in overtime.
That was a bizarre game. Weird stuff happened. And
Mankato got... State got beat just before then, also just right at the buzzer.
What was weird?
Oh, it was a weird, uncomfortable game. The Gophers were dominating, and then there were some bizarre goals. They took their goalie out, brought him back in, and then in overtime, this Gopher got tripped. I don't know if you stayed up that late, Megan. He literally got tripped, and then they didn't make a call, and the team went down and scored on him. So
definitely a little bit of a toss up. But yeah. I was watching the Wild game last night rather than
I couldn't watch it, but they beat Washington, number one team.
They beat the Caps. They beat, Alex Ovechkin. Gosh, they bring it up every 30 seconds. Like, he's only six away from Gretzky. He's only six away from the goals. He doesn't even have the puck. Like, it's just a commercial break. And they're like, because last night's game was on ESPN Plus. So any non-local games you can stream on ESPN Plus. So that's where I was watching it. And they have a specific OVCast. Where it's whatever game Ovechkin is in, and then a little box on the side with a camera just following Alex Ovechkin. But no, it was a good game. We beat the Caps 4-2. Wonderful performance from Freddie Gaudreau and Matt Boldy, just continuing. We're getting healthier and healthier. We should have Kirill back for a couple of games before the playoffs.
Eriksson-Ek, is he right behind him?
Eriksson, I think so. I'll have to check.
Get him back
hopefully we have him back as well. But yeah, good game to watch. And then, as it's been fun, Fleury wasn't even in the net last night, but Alex Ovechkin, he and Fleury have been rivals for decades, lines up his teammates, calls this guy back from the tunnels, and said, "We are lining up on the ice," and each shaking Fleury's hand one by one. It's our last time playing them. So it's just, which has happened a couple times, and all the Wild players stay on the ice, tapping their sticks. And it's fun to see the league send him off that way and to be the ones being part of that.
So since I know nothing about hockey, I have a question for you hockey experts. This is about Ovechkin. When he retires, do you think he'll stay in the States? The reason I'm asking this, he's an enormous defender of Putin and makes no bones about it. Do you think he's going to stay in the States? Think they'll let him stay?
I know hockey, wow. Not geopolitics.
I don't think that, you mean there's a difference?
Fair enough.
My favorite about this all is Ovechkin, when he gets the goals record, and he will, it'll be an amazing accomplishment. But the more amazing thing is that if you took away all of Wayne Gretzky's goals, he would still be the NHL's all-time points leader.
Mm-hmm.
It's just mind-blowing.
So speaking of records, and what about the number one upset in the last 20 years in Minnesota, where Gable Stevenson loses the heavyweight championship?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
on a takedown late, but the guy that beat him is a beast. He's just a giant man. Did you see any of the fight? The wrestling match?
I saw the whole thing. I couldn't believe it. Somebody told me that you can bet on these wrestling.
You can bet on everything.
You can bet on anything.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I hear you. So anyhow, never thought he would get upset. I mean, this is a guy that's got a gold medal in the Olympics, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I saw some social media chatter after that happened, and there's a post asking about what is the biggest upset, the biggest fluky upset in the history of college sports. And so I'm curious what you all would think about. For me, it's going back to the early 1980s when the Chaminade Silver Swords, which is an NAIA school in Hawaii, beat number one ranked University of Virginia in men's basketball with three-time defending player of the year Ralph Sampson on the team.
Yeah.
NAIA school. I don't know what could top that, but I'm curious what other big upsets come to mind for you all.
Chaminade. Was Hank Gathers on Chaminade?
No, he played for Loyola Marymount.
And didn't he shoot a free throw blindfolded or something? Anyway, I don't know.
Kyle, if you want to, we're really talking history now, but if you want a serious answer to your question, I can only think of one thing that matches that. And that's in 1912. When a school of a couple of hundred people in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, defeats number one ranked West Point in football.
Led by Jim Thorpe.
With Jim Thorpe and a bunch of kids that didn't want to go to school there, and they were required by the United States Army to attend there for the most racist of reasons.
So I have this question. I don't know the sport, but I was talking to one of my friends, somebody that went to Air Force. Oh, it was wrestling. It was a wrestling guy. Went to Air Force Academy, okay, and then transferred to another wrestling school, a power school. What does somebody that transfers from Air Force, Fred, to a different school have to do service?
Boy, I don't know that. I probably not. You got to wait until you get sworn in or, you know, whatever. I don't know. That's a good question. I would think they don't.
Okay.
I would think they don't. I know Griffin Jacks, he has some kind of deal. He's in the Air Force Reserve or something. Didn't he go to the Air Force Academy?
I don't know if it's Air Force, but he's from a military family. I think it is Air Force. I think both his brothers serve. I love Griffin Jacks. I could talk about him.
You should see the sparkle in her eye.
Love Griffin Jacks.
So Megan, call him up and say, ask him why he gave up that home run.
No, I want to know why she loves.
I think it's fun to have another closer. He's young. He's got good energy. He's just a fun guy to watch.
I agree with you.
And he's pretty good to watch. Anything else before we go to trivia? Anything that's just grinding anybody or?
Nope.
3 seconds?
6 weeks. 6 weeks till the fishing opener.
6 weeks to fishing opener.
Almost there.
And just about then till WNBA season starts.
Mm-hmm. Right around the corner.
Will the lakes be open by then, Kyle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When's the last year they weren't for opening? Do you remember?
I can remember 2 years where the lake that I wanted to fish on opener had ice in it. Don't quiz me on the years. One of them was maybe 2013, 14, in that era. Okay. And one was just a few years ago.
Could you fish? You just had to dodge the ice, or you couldn't fish?
There was a year where on Leech Lake, I went ice fishing and fished out of a boat on the same lake in the same day.
Scott is weighing in here. We'll get to his trivia, but he's saying, I think Dwight Eisenhower played in that Carlisle-West Point game.
He did. Mm. Both Eisenhower and Patton played in that game against Thorpe.
Patton?
Yep.
Okay, what positions did they play, Fred?
They were both running backs, and a freshman on that team was Omar Bradley.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It's like a
you can read all about it, a famous book by Sally Jenkins called The Real All-Americans.
All right. Wow.
Are we ready for the trivia?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Thank you to senior correspondent, of course, Scott Hall. Today, the topic is opening day history. For example, at Yankee Stadium on April 11th, 1961, Twins pitcher Pedro Ramos shut out the Yankees 6-0 in the first game in Minnesota Twins history. But he says most of his questions today are Fred heavy. John, Kyle, and Megan get to first to try all of them. So keep that in mind, Fred.
Got it.
First question. He hit the first home run in Minnesota Twins history in that opening game win against the Yankees in 1961.
Fred?
Zoilo Versalles.
No.
I don't know. Bob Allison?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, he prefaces it just flippantly. I don't know. Was it Bob Allison? You knew it was Bob Allison, Fred, you son of a gun.
Sandbagging us.
No kidding. No, that's why I don't golf with him. He sandbags. He sets you up and then, yeah. Okay.
All right. Second question. 10 days later, on April 21st, he was the Twins' starting pitcher in their first home opener.
Is that Pasquale?
Yes.
I love how he's just soft-pedaling this.
Next one. Pablo Lopez was the first game starting pitcher for the Twins yesterday and last year. Who was the first game starting pitcher in 2023?
Ooh.
Whoa.
I have a hint if we need it.
Lopez.
Nope.
No, he was the last 2 years. But
Gray. Is it Sonny Gray?
It's Sonny Gray.
Oh, jeez. Yes. Insult to injury.
Assault in the wound.
On opening day in 1946.
Megan, take over.
This Hall of Fame slugger hit his 511th and final home run of his career in the Giants' opening day win over the Phillies.
Don't preface
Mel
Fred.
Mel Ott.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Kyle.
Good job, Kyle.
Hey, wow. I contributed.
Good job, Kyle.
And this future Hall of Famer made his major league debut for the Boston Braves in their 1952 home opener. He ended up with 512 career home runs, one more than Mel Ott.
Eddie Matthews.
Yes.
That's correct.
All right.
Fred, good job. Fred's holding back.
Final question.
He's letting you go first. Nice job.
Okay. Appreciate it, Fred.
On May 5th, 1897, this Pennsylvania native and future Hall of Famer led the Paterson, New Jersey Silk Weavers in their opening day 9-8 victory over the Lancaster, Pennsylvania Maroons.
Well, Fred's grinding.
It's my favorite teams. I don't know if you guys know that about me.
I have one of their jerseys.
Big Silk Weavers guy.
That's old Jebediah Six Fingers Jackson.
Tell me when you're ready.
Oh, he knows. We're ready.
I assume it's the greatest shortstop to ever play, Hannes Wagner.
Yes. There you go.
Fred, how can you live with yourself?
I was at that game. Are you kidding me? No, I'm getting texts while you guys are talking. Want to know why am I on a radio show when you're talking about bass fishing?
fighting words. Kyle, would you like to respond?
Kyle just put his arms.
I would say that. Like golf.
Hey, Heidi, are you also getting messages where people are asking, because I'm getting them right now, saying you guys need to announce how you watch the Twins throughout KAXE land.
Oh, yes. We got something from Julie Crabb, and she sent a link.
It's 581 for me on cable, channel 581.
Most of the local cable channels have it. DirecTV has it. Fubo, if you're into streaming,
has it. But what number? Oh. I know, but what?
Well, the article we got from Julie Crabb says the most important thing to remember is that on twins.com/watch, you can enter in your zip code and it's going to you're going to find out what channel to watch them on. And yeah.
There you go.
And you can, Twins TV is now available for purchase as well. So
thank you, Julie Crabb.
So, mm-hmm. So yesterday during the delay of the game, did you watch this? When the channel I watch 581 and cable, Bunyan Cable, the game was delayed. So they had four games going simultaneously with the same guys doing like the play by play for every game. Unless they went live. Bottom right screen, watched it. Top left, pop, it was like, I don't know if I liked that. It was overwhelming.
Couldn't actually see what was going on really at all.
Now, Fred.
It's like going to a Canadian bar and seeing all hockey games on Saturday night and hockey night at the same time.
Well, I think that we rudely interrupted Kyle Erickson in his answer to fishing.
Yeah.
And so you're allowed to finish.
Here's some things that I'll say about that. Like golf, fishing is a sport that is accessible to just about anybody and can be done for an entire life. And it's one that you can even do competitively when you're relatively older. Rick Klun is a legendary bass angler who won a tournament in his 70s, which is awesome. And I love that Bass Angler Sportsman Society, BASS, has done a lot of great work to do more outreach in getting youth mm-hmm. interested in fishing, getting them outdoors. There's the rise of high school and college tournament fishing. And the Bassmaster also has, for the first time, a program specifically to encourage and support women anglers who have been kind of de facto excluded from the tournament world, and supporting them in becoming tournament anglers. And there's some really good ones out there. So there's a lot of good things happening in the world of bass fishing.
Kyle, we got a text in from your super fan from Meadowlands. Kyle fishing is legit, all caps, period.
Darn straight.
All teasing aside, what I like about fishing is you can do it with your child.
Well, and Fred, don't I have a guide trip coming up for your one of your grandkids this summer?
My only grandson. I've already told him you got this figured out.
There we go. We'll make it happen.
And let's leave on this note: the Minnesota Vikings are sponsoring a women's flag football. They're going all in on doing some mm-hmm. flag football in Minneapolis. So that's in Minnesota, which is pretty cool.
We also just heard from Bill. He says 5-5-8 on Paul Bunyan at my house.
Oh, maybe the. Maybe that is what it is, 5-5.
Yeah, that's the problem. Different parts of our region, it's different numbers. That's, sure. I guess, the problem.
And for those who have cut the cable and don't have cable TV anymore, the mm-hmm. Twins now have a deal with MLB TV where for $20 a month, you can watch all of the games in market or out of market mm-hmm. for the first time. There will be no blackouts.
And even in your phone, you can take it with you in the fishing boat.
That's right.
There you go. All right, everybody. Fred, I don't know where you're heading, but good luck.
Thanks. Teaching today in Raleigh. See you later.
Okay. Bye.
Another edition of the Sports Page. Coming up, local news, then Julie Crabb's joining us.
For KAXE News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Filings opened Wednesday for the Senate District 6 special election. DFLer Nikki Hardy of Pequot Lakes has joined five Republicans who filed since the opening. At least two other Republicans and one other Democrat publicly announced their intentions to run. Candidates have until Tuesday to file. Early voting for the special primary will begin April 9th. The primary election day is April 15th. The Rock Ridge School Board tabled a vote Monday that would shed 15 staff members from its budget as part of its $2.5 million of cuts. Iron Range Today reports 20 people spoke to the board for more than an hour, mostly in opposition to proposed cuts to the music program. Teachers and parents worry that cutting electives would deter open enrollment in the district. Parent Molly Peltier says the music department is already devastated.
Without quality personnel, these world-class facilities and this cutting-edge educational model that have rightfully received so much praise and media attention will be nothing more than an empty shell and an even emptier collection of trendy buzzwords.
Laurentian Elementary Principal Angie Williams says cuts to physical education have her considering up to 50 kids in one gym class. Board member Jennifer Bonner says that sounds chaotic.
I think we're looking at liability, and kids getting hurt.
Iron Range Today says the board wanted extra time to decide on staff cuts. A working session is set for 4 p.m. Friday. Decision day is Monday. The district has until Tuesday to decide on tenured staff cuts. Hibbing made $1.8 million in staff cuts last week and still must cut another $1 million. A bipartisan bill to change the exemption process for schools with Native American mascots is making progress in the state Senate, giving Grand Rapids a chance to keep the Thunderhawk. Megan Buffington has more.
The 2023 state law prohibiting American Indian mascots requires schools wanting to keep their mascot to get unanimous approval from Minnesota's 11 tribal nations and the Tribal Nations Education Committee. DFL Senator Mary Kunish of New Brighton authored that legislation. She's also behind the new bill that would instead allow districts to request an exemption from the nearest tribal nation. It was laid over for possible inclusion in an omnibus bill earlier this month. The Grand Rapids Thunderhawk was denied an exemption because of its apparent reference to a 19th century companion of Sitting Bull, though the district says it was not aware of Chief Thunderhawk when it chose the name in the 90s. Grand Rapids has put off making any changes. School board member Dave Cowan told the Senate Education Finance Committee that a change would cost an estimated $800,000.
I can assure you that we have much better things to spend our limited resources on than the determination, removal, and replacement of a fictional mascot, especially if our local Native American community supports the Thunderhawks.
The Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe is the nearest tribal nation to Grand Rapids. Band Director of Education Lori Harper says if the bill passes, Leech Lake would work with the Mille Lacs and Fond du Lac tribes to decide how to proceed.
We would all determine the best way, upon the advice of our tribal governing bodies, to move forward. And I don't know what that even looks like at this point.
Kunish, who is of Standing Rock Sioux descent, has advocated for the discontinuation of Native American mascots because of their harm to Native youths. DFL and Republican legislators have attempted to modify the mascot ban several times in the past 2 years. This is the first time any effort received a committee hearing. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
MnDOT in St. Louis County will host an informational meeting on road construction happening this year on Highway 53 in Eveleth. The meeting will be 5:30 p.m. Tuesday at the Rock Ridge High School Athletics Commons. Construction is expected to begin the same day and will include removal and replacement of bridges on Highways 53 and 37 and construction of a roundabout at Progress Parkway. There will also be resurfacing and intersection improvements. Motorists can expect lane closures. A recording of the information discussed will be available at MnDOT's website after the meeting. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.
You would. ever see. And I love what I'm doing. I'm loving every minute of it. Oh, yeah. Bring it on home. Doing my thing. I know I belong. All right. I guess I'm right where I belong. Still doing my thing. Singing my song.
How's that? It's great music there from Galactic with Irma Thomas. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show. It's People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota, KAXE.
Yes, it is. We would like to thank the Bonner Eye Clinic in Grand Rapids and Hibbing, welcoming Dr. Carlisle to their team, offering lid and cataract surgery, general eye exams, and more. BonnerEyeClinic.com. Let us help you see clearly. And we also want to thank the Northwest Minnesota Foundation, serving two tribal nations and 12 counties in Northwest Minnesota, supporting ideas and providing resources to lift up people, businesses, and communities who call Northwest Minnesota home. More at nwmf.org.
Winter weather advisory from 10 a.m. today until 1 a.m. Saturday, with mixed precipitation, snow, sleet, accumulations could be up to 4 inches, could be thunderstorms, including parts of Itasca, St. Louis, Aiken, Cass, Beltrami, Clearwater, and Crow Wing counties. It's time now to talk a little bit about movies and, well, baseball if she wants. She's a big baseball fan. Mm-hmm. Julie Crabb joins us now. She's helping us out as our mom of pop culture. Morning, Mom.
Morning.
Yeah. Good morning, you guys. I can't see John, but that's okay. I can hear John clearly, and I see you.
Oh. That's just your, that's your view on your side. He's there.
I'm here.
You can choose like the whole gallery view if you want to see him.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not.
Don't mess with it. Right. Yeah, don't mess with it.
I'm the important one here. Yes. So we're good.
Okay. Yeah, I talked to you about this off air a couple of weeks ago. We actually went to the movies. Might be me, my sister Betsy, our friend Jody, and her son Peter. Peter's 25. We said it was when the weekend that Led Zeppelin movie came out, and we thought, you know, I mean, for me, in 1969 when they made their debut, it about, I mean, I thought I was in a different world. Like that music was so insane and so wonderful. And anyway, I thought, let's go for old time's sake. Now, you know, I'm a person of the B-sides, but I thought that I didn't know what to expect. Well, I came away from it feeling like it was a solid, good documentary controlled completely by Jimmy Page, who is the leader of this group. And he had complete control over everything. And he's as a 20-year-old, he went to New York and got a record contract for himself and his band for that nobody had done before. And in 1 year, they made the Led Zeppelin one. And then by the end of that, they made another record. So that's the history. And that's why, I thought it was cold and there wasn't passion there, even though I knew every word to every song that they play. But I could tell that Jody, our friend, I could see some squirming there. And this is a gal who at karaoke sings Harper Valley PTA and Strawberry Wine. And I'm going, I don't think she knows Led Zeppelin. And the squirming was distinct. So the movie ends, and she says at the top of her lungs, "Thank God it's over."
Oh my gosh.
She hated it so much. And the remarkable thing is, when we got there, everybody in that theater was roughly my age. Mm-hmm. And a guy in front announces it. "I see we're all here from the same class." Oh. And Jody's, I mean, she's close to 60, but she's just not that kind of fan.
How did Peter?
John, I hear you saw it.
Wait, what did the 25-year-old think?
Loved it. Huh. Loved it. He's got different taste in music, though, than his mom.
What's his karaoke song?
His karaoke song?
Yeah.
Would probably be something from Atmosphere or,
okay,
you know, I mean, he's a big rap band, you know,
all
so.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, so, but the distinction between Harper Valley PTA and Led Zeppelin is pretty wide.
Yeah, you couldn't.
The gap is wide.
You couldn't pick a wider comparison. I thought it was great because I'm a Led Zeppelin fan. I was in their whole era. I watched them. I went to a live concert. I didn't even know that Jimmy Page was in charge of the band. He came from the Yardbirds. And the Yardbirds had Jeff Beck, Eric Clapton, and Jimmy Page. Are you kidding me? In one band. But Julie, what intrigued me the most was they did these little interviews with them separately. I loved when they watched themselves on something they hadn't seen before, like an old video. John Bonham didn't like to talk or do interviews, and there were some interviews they never heard, so they were excited about it. But Jimmy Page was a planner, man. Everything he plays on that guitar, and I mean, they get really technical on what he's doing and what he's thinking. Everything's thought through, and I thought it was beautiful. I really enjoyed it.
Well, here's the thing. It was so, what I felt was the control issue here. So they're listening to John Bonham and, you know, this interview that was, you know, and how much he loved being in the band. And you could just see Jimmy Page, you know, he controlled everything about this movie as well as their careers. Mm-hmm. There's no gossipy insights, no any of the, you know, the dirty underbelly, because there was some with Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
None of that was there. Yeah. None of that was there. So, I think it was a well-done documentary, but I felt like it was cold.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to tell the story because of the clash of generations, if you will. Mm. And it just made that whole experience pretty fun. I mean, anyway, so that's my little story about that.
Betsy says Peter's karaoke song is TNT by AC/DC.
Okay. I know, my God.
Okay, Julie, what else you've been seeing? What do we need to watch?
Well, I heard Kari talking about she'd started it. I watched Severance. I've never had longer conversations about a series in my life than this one. I'm finished. It's over. It's complicated. There's some stellar acting, and it's you know, produced by Ben Stiller. There's some sly humor in there, but mostly it is compelling and riveting, and not for every day. A lot of people wouldn't like this, but I, in fact, loved it, and I couldn't recommend it more highly. I think it could be over. Nobody agrees with me on that. They have so much more to explore. So I'm also watched this incredible dystopian, as I do, show called Silo. I think there's three seasons worth. And that is really good. That is about what takes place after the world is turned to, you know, dust. And we don't know how it got turned to dust. And it's very exciting because it's a female heroine in this. She's saving the day. But it's, I can't tell you much more than that, except the acting is good. Tim Robbins Tim Robbins is in it, plays the snidely Whiplash type villain. I mean, I'm not saying too much about that, but there's that. So, and then there's another show, and this is on so you can get Severed. That's an Apple TV. Silo is also on Apple TV. And then on, I think it's Netflix, is this new show called Adolescence. It's a real-time thing. It's 4 episodes long. And what it is, the interesting thing about it is it's filmed. There's no, it's continuous. So you're discovering everything they're discovering at the same time, real time. So the director didn't say cut and then redo a scene. It's just, do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just it's just free flowing. I mean, it's like taping you guys during a morning without any, you know, without any, the words are escaping me, but with just plain and right there in your face. It's tough material, but I highly recommend it. I'm not through with it. I'm just into the second episode, but there you go. That's about, I mean, I've watched a few other things. I saw Real Pain. I liked that. And that was like Academy Award stuff. So, you know, that's old news.
Okay. There's a new movie out that I'm intrigued to watch, Julie. Queens? Who played Queen? Rooney Mara? Is that his name?
Oh, Rami Malek. Rami Malek.
He's in a movie. It looks pretty interesting. One that you might like, Julie.
Yeah.
He's not a violent person,
yeah.
But he uses his brain to take people out.
I saw the
Amateur,
yeah,
maybe?
I want to see that.
Is it The Amateur? Maybe called The Amateur?
I think something like that. Yeah. It's, you know, like an action movie.
Revenge.
But he has to use his brains to get out of it.
There you go.
And so, yeah, I'm interested in that. We'll figure out what the name of that is.
It is The Amateur.
And,
The Amateur.
Yep.
The Amateur. Okay. And what I meant to say, Betsy filled my words. It's a one shot, that Adolescence. It's just one shot, continuous
right.
shot.
Oh, sure. Yes. Yep. Gotcha.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, then. All right, you guys. I haven't got much more.
Well, I think you need to put a couple more pictures on that refrigerator back there, Julie. There's some gaps back there.
Look, that is your gallery here.
Everybody's gallery. You see the one here at the station? Of course you have.
I have been here there yes. once or twice, I
yes.
think.
I will say, I think what I'm going to watch this weekend, Tom has started it, and he's going to wait till I catch up. There's a new show on Netflix called The Residence with Uzo Aduba and Kylie Minogue.
Oh, I love her.
Kylie Minogue is in it. He says it's very funny. It's a mystery, but I heard him laugh.
What's the name of it?
The Residence. Giancarlo Esposito is in it. Bronson Pinchot's in it, Julie. Remember
Bronson.
Him?
Bronson Pinchot?
Remember?
Yes. I'll tell you. The best Bronson Pinchot is in 48 Hours.
Okay, sure. Yes.
I highly recommend you rewatching that.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Yeah, dear. That sounds like a great cast. I will definitely check that out.
Yeah, that one's supposed to be good. And I didn't get to finish it all last night, but we're getting close to the end of the Amazon series, The Pit. And that one also, it's one shift. One shift in a Pittsburgh emergency room. So it's a 12 episode. It's all in real time, not one take, but. We are on the, I think, 13th hour. So it's like a 14 hour shift because something has happened that's very difficult.
Wow.
This is on Netflix?
No.
Oh.
Prime. Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Yeah. Really well done. The actors in it are great. It's really a good show. If you like medical stuff. I have to cover my eyes a lot because it's very real. Uh-huh. But I enjoy it. Yeah.
Well, I like medical stuff, but I can't remember what I was just going to say. So I guess we will try to wrap it up. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I got this, and this is actually from Peter, our friend who went to see Led Zeppelin. Gave my sister and I this app. It's called Just Watch. Okay. Download the app. It's free. But when you type in any movie, it's not like IMDb that gives you all filmography, blah, blah, blah. This is like, so let's just say A Real Pain. I type in A Real Pain and it will tell me via my phone where I can watch it if I can.
Oh,
you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it knows another way to keep track of us, certainly. But if it's about movies, they're going to tell.
Weird.
I don't care.
Yeah. Sure. Weird. So it knows where you are and what you have access to. Is that what we're saying here?
Yes.
Okay.
And sometimes it says only in theaters at this time.
We heard from Mary. She said The Residence. This is the one I was talking about. The new one on Netflix. She said, so good. Al Franken is in it too.
What?
He's acting.
Yes.
In it. Yeah. So interesting.
Okay, that's on my list now. Thank you.
All right. Well, we got to know what you think of it. So
thanks, Julie.
There we go.
Have a good weekend.
Talk to you later, guys.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Julie Crabb, she is our mom of pop culture and helps us maybe find something to do on this. Could be rainy, sleety.
Yeah. Could be a little chilly
weekend. Who knows?
Yeah. It's a few minutes before 9 o'clock, and we would like to thank the Bemidji Symphony Orchestra presenting Mambo, featuring percussionist Eric Sundin, Sunday, March 30th at 3 at the Bemidji High School Auditorium. Dr. Beverly Everett conducts. Tickets at the door at Lucan's Foods or online at BemidjiSymphony.com. And there you go.
I've gotten used to feeling like I'm crazy or just lazy. Why can't I get off this floor, think straight anymore? Out on the street, when walking in punishing heat, nobody meets my eyes except woody sights and luxury designs.
Remember, today, that is the weather station with neon signs, but today is the last day to drop off your gently loved vinyl, getting us ready for KAXE, KBXE's annual record store day. It's April 12th at Rail River Folk School in Bemidji from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Also, lots of great information on our webpage, including for special elections coming up. ICTV and KXE hosted a forum recently for the Itasca County Board District 4 candidates, Larry Hopkins and Pat Meduri, ahead of the April 8th special election. You can watch it right now. Go to KAXE.org and look for the Itasca election guide to learn more about the candidates.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are on People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. And when we say join us, we say join us and become a member. You can become a member for $5 a month. That's about 15 cents a day. And we'd love to have you become a member.
You can text the word 218, or you can text the word donate right now to 218-326-1234 and keep your comments and questions and stories coming. While we were talking about bass, I missed this one. Boomer weighed in. He wanted to know what a bass boat costs. Which was a good question to ask. John, before we get to Headwaters with Malachi Coons, I did say to you, rarely do I do this, but I hit the snooze on my alarm today because I'm a little overtired. 15 minutes. Is it ever worth it?
I don't think it is.
It made the morning worse, actually. What was I thinking?
Yeah, first of all, when you wake up, you're kind of ready to go, maybe, and then you hit the snooze, and you got to get ready to go.